Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Very nice morning, a little earlier than normal. Our change was last night. It's going to be interesting to see if some folks miss the first hour of the show. Daylight savings time went back into effect, if you didn't pick up on that. A little weather to talk about after having a sip of my tea. Had my nice coffee, my organic coffee, ground my own beans, and have a nice cup or two of coffee in the morning. And then switch over to the tea. I went the direction I went last week with using more ginger than normal. I probably used as much as a golf ball size, almost a golf ball size of ginger, fresh ginger, cut it up real small pieces. And a lot of time, a little bit of sage, a teaspoon of honey. And it's a very nice tea. And that's one that you can use for breakfast in the morning or get the day started and then let it cool down, add some ice, and enjoy it the rest of the day, too. Ginger, really good for you. Got a lot of natural antioxidants in it and all that kind of thing. And as I've told you many times, easy to grow. If you want to grow your own, you can grow it in pots or in the ground, either one. The culinary ginger is not hardy. You've got to protect it. Start it in the winter inside and then move it outside and grow it during the summer. It produces some really pretty flowers sometimes. It depends on whether you get it out there early enough and it gets plenty of full sun. It'll develop into a really pretty plant. And then you can harvest the ginger hands, the rhizomes, later in the summer or into the fall. Pretty easy to do, really. We did a video of it. We did a YouTube video of it a long time ago, and I don't know where it went. It vanished. I'm going to have to redo that one again. That might have been before. We might have done the video before YouTube was around. That may be the problem, but we'll try to dredge that one up or either do another one for you and show you how easy it is to do the ginger. It's one of them that probably most organic gardeners ought to do at home. When you start your own, just try to buy some really plump organic hands or rhizomes from the grocery store and cut those things up and use those to start your plants. The sky was pretty this morning, even though it was dark. There was a little bit of color over to the east and the sunrise, and then it spread across the sky pretty well. Wasn't as bright as some that we've had, but it was nice. It was a good start of the day. Not too many wrecks around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and yeah, that's where I'm broadcasting from. We're on across the country. Those of you from Maine to Florida and from Oregon to Arizona, we're in all points in between, and we talk about gardening and landscaping and all those places. One of the nice things about this natural organic approach is that it doesn't really matter where you are. It's the same techniques. The only things that change really are timing, when you do stuff, and then specific plants obviously are going to range all over the place across the United States. And of course that ranges across Texas and even across North Texas where we are. We're pretty near the big airport here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you want to be with me, we will go back and forth bringing listeners on to chat about stuff while I go through my talk about gardening and landscaping and what needs to be going on at this time of the year and what is going on, the advice that's out there that you need to ignore. We'll talk about that a little bit, as we always do. I've already heard some talk the last couple of days about it's time to put pre-emergent weed killers out, and you go in the big stores and that's the first thing you run into. And there's a couple of problems with that. One is toxic and really hard on the biological activity in the soil, which is the biggest issue that we discuss here and try to get you to understand, because it makes everything else work so well. But the other thing is it's too late to put the weed killers out. We've had such warm weather, those summer weeds have already germinated, so buying the toxic stuff and putting it out and contaminating your soil not only is toxic, but it isn't going to work either. The rescue grass, the winter rescue grass, which looks like a great big old fescue or ryegrass, has been more prolific this year than I've ever seen. We're just mowing it at our place. You can spray it and kill it if you want to with the vinegar sprays or one of the essential oil products or fatty acid products if you want to, but especially in the turf, just mow it down. Don't let it get so big and tall that it can shade out. That'd be the only risk, is letting it get big and tall and not keeping it mowed, and it shading out your summer grasses when they start to grow, which is starting to happen right now. We went through a kind of a crazy drop in temperature. For a lot of you listening, the temperature dropped from very, very warm to down. We got down close to 20. We were in low 20s. And I warned everybody with columns and with stuff on Facebook and on the show and everything that you were probably going to experience some damage to your plants that had already leafed out. And a lot of them had. In fact, I wrote a column about the beauty of new growth, the spring foliage on a lot of plants. The ones in my garden that are the best are the Japanese maples and the buckeyes. The buckeyes vary as they come out. The scarlet buckeye comes out first, and then the white Texas buckeye appears to be the one that's last. It's either that one or the Ohio buckeye. I think it's the Texas one that was the last. In fact, the buds were swollen and hadn't leafed out, but the others had already leafed out. The interesting thing was after that we had 27, 26 degrees the first night, and then the second night we had very close to 20. It was down around 22, something like that. And I guess because of a couple of things, and the big one is the organic program. The organic program and the complex carbohydrates that result from that healthy soil into the plants, creating those natural sugars, that's an antifreeze. I think that's the big reason that we didn't see any more damage than we did. The other thing probably that would have been part of what anybody would have seen, even if you still use the synthetic salt fertilizers and the toxic products. I think we were so warm for a while, we'd already built up a storehouse of heat in the soil just as a physical kind of thing. And then the heat from the house radiating from the concrete and the house and the brick and all that kind of thing probably helped to some degree too. But I think the big issue for those of you that have been organic for a while is that you just have healthier soil and healthier plants, and there is zero damage to the new growth on my Japanese maples. I was very, very surprised. I thought, and I may still see a little bit as they continue to grow, but I kind of doubt it, because there's not even any damage on the buckeyes that had already leafed out. And some of the buckeyes, the scarlet buckeyes for sure, had already set some buds and the red flowers were trying to open. It doesn't look like there's been any damage to those as well. As I wrote and as we talked about, there's really nothing you can do other than keep some mulch on the ground. Don't let the soil be bare. And if you have an irrigation system, or if you're watering by hand, don't let things get perfectly dry. Speaking of that, we had the strangest little storm yesterday here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I don't know how big an area. It didn't hit San Antonio. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show yesterday morning, as we do every Saturday, and they didn't get it at all. So I guess it was just through central Texas and up past us here in North Texas. But we had this violent little thin red storm move through, and we had some pretty good hail. We had hail at our house that got up to not golf ball size, but probably almost some of the hail, not a lot of it, was cherry size. Made a lot of noise, didn't seem to do any damage, and got a pretty nice rain, and it moved on, sun came out, and it was just a beautiful day. Well, we'll talk more about weather-related things, soil-related pests, planting instructions, all that when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. Reg Active's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get Reg Active cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. And a tough one number if you want to jump on here is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. Those of you just stumbling into our show here, everything that I talk about, we cover in quite some detail on the website. Also in my books, I've got 15 total books, I guess, now. There's still about 10 or 12 of them that are in print, and you can probably get any of them through some of the used stores. In fact, I go in some of the used stores sometime. It's kind of interesting to see whose books from the past are there. We don't always have a lot of them, but some of the real old ones will show up there from time to time. But the probably the best way for you, if you're interested in getting any of my books, and I've got them on every subject: trees, insect control, herbs, landscaping in general, yada yada yada. So it depends on what depth you want to go in and what part of gardening or landscaping you're interested in. In fact, one of my books is called Professional Organics for the Professional, Organic Management for the Professional. It was originally planned to be a book just for people in the business, and as we finished it, and I did it with a couple of co-authors, Mike Amaranthus, who's the mycorrhizal expert specialist of the world, and John Ferguson, who is a geologist and a soils expert and in the compost and soils business down in the Houston area. We all decided that it would be good for, in addition to people in the business, people that are homeowners, just to understand more details about this natural organic approach that we talk about and why we recommend the things that we recommend. One of the criticisms that still is out there, because the people that recommend the other way of doing things have to have some negativity about you going away from their status quo and going to another idea. And one of the things they throw out is that there's no research and there's no data backing up the things that we talk about. That book goes into the details about why it works more than any of my other books. And it certainly is good for homeowners as well as folks in the business. Also gives people that are homeowners a little bit more information and help for dealing with people in the industry and being able to refute the things that they say are wrong and get them to understand the things that you want them to do, the direction you want them to go. So check it out. It's called Organic Management for the Professional. The other books, some of the books are about plants and have Texas in the name. The ones that are just about plants are probably best for those people in Texas. And then the others are, like I said, good for people coast to coast and border to border, especially things like the bug book, the tree book, and the big book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way, even though it's got Texas in the name. It is more or less a compilation of all my books put together. It's the big one, and has a lot of information about all the different categories that we cover in the other books. But what I was going to tell you is you can order my books online and get the books from a lot of different sources. But if you go through dirtdoctor.com, click on the red button that's up at the top of the page, which says By Howard's Books, Art, or Class. Going that route, the money goes to our nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, and there's some benefits. First of all, it's nonprofit. It's 501c, so it's you can write it off. And secondly, it helps TORC in the accumulation of all the data that we already have, and then we just keep adding to it. In fact, we got some new stuff to add to the website this week, and we continue to do our own research, anecdotal primarily, but research on the techniques and products and everything that we're exposed to, so we help people with this information on an ongoing basis. But anyway, it's a way to get the books and the stuff at a good price and help out the nonprofit and get some bonus gifts as well. And all that detailed information is for you there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. How to sign up for our free newsletter is there. The library, you'll see information about the library. It's the part of the website where everything is in alphabetical order. So if you want to look up, you know, a plant or an insect technique or whatever, you just look it up by. You can either go to the table of contents or you can just use the search. It works pretty well. One little tip on the search, though, is that when you use it, it comes up, and the first thing you see are some Google ads. Has a little ad symbol out to the side. And when you get to the first ones that don't have the little ad symbol, those are the ones that are actually on our site and give you the information from us. Back to the weather for just a second. One thing I was going to mention, and I couldn't think of the name. I just drew a blank on the name. I've got a plant in my backyard that I like a lot, but it's one I don't recommend a whole lot because it's a little bit tender. It has beautiful big leaves. It's called acanthus, and bear's breech is another name for it. It has beautiful big old leaves, and it has very dramatic flower stalks. And it had already leafed out, and it was one of the few plants that did get some freeze damage from that big drop we had a few days ago. And it's coming back, but it did cosmetically give it a little injury. It looks pretty bad. Howard Garrett with you. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Website again is just simply dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. In Howard's Garden, and something related to my Dallas Morning News column, the next column that runs, which will be this Wednesday, and you can read, you know, the paper version or online, either one, but it's about photinia, roses, and rosette, and oak wilt, and I'm going to talk about it in some detail too. Even though the column will come out, I'm not going to spoil that or anything. I'm going to talk about it from a little bit different angle, and we'll talk about some other in Howard's Garden kinds of things too, and including more on the weed control and all that, because that seems to be one of the most the thing that people seem to be the most interested in, and it's different this year, like I said, because there's such an explosion of a lot of the cool season weeds. In fact, I could just start with that. I started working on some of the knocking the weeds out of in the vegetable garden and in the landscape at the office, where I have been derelict in doing my job out there on a regular basis, because I've been spending more of my time as a lot of you know, in the art studio doing that than working in the garden, but keeping an eye on things. One thing that happened in the vegetable garden from the crazy weather we had the other day was that I already had asparagus growing. And I'd already harvested a little bit, and I'd let a couple of the shoots grow up tall. And this was going on before that really cold weather hit us last week. And I did not cover anything with floating row cover, as I recommended to a lot of people if they had some tender things out. And at the house, I had just planted a bunch of new color. We had planted some Veronica and some petunias and several things. And osteospermum is the only thing I planted that cold weather just fried. It really got it good. But I also have outside in a great big pot, and that's the reason I didn't move it in or do anything with it, one of the real pretty big bushy asparagus ferns. So I had the food asparagus at the office outside and had this asparagus fern in a pot at the house, and I did cover it kind of halfway with floating row cover. I didn't get the whole thing covered, but I covered it enough to keep the coal from the top of the pot, and it didn't hurt it in the least. The asparagus, the food asparagus that had already started to grow out in the vegetable garden, got fried. It just completely knocked out the top. I did not cover it, you know, as I recommended everybody else to do. But I just wanted to let you know that if you have the same situation, throw a little compost on it. If you drench with a little Garrett juice, if you haven't already put out some organic fertilizer, a little bit more mulch on your asparagus, and it'll come right back. It won't be any problem at all if it killed off a little bit of the growth that had probably, just like mine, started a little too prematurely. And if you had some plants that got burned like my acanthus did, the foliage, the edge of the leaves, you know, brown and burned, there's really nothing you can do. You just wait until the new leaves come out. And then you can't, if you want to, you can cut the old older leaves that have been damaged off just to tidy the plant up a little bit, but it's really not necessary to do it from the health standpoint of the plant. But the little there's a lot of new petunias on the market right now, and some of you, especially north of here, you're just getting into time to plant those. And those things actually like a little frost. They like a little coolness. What happens when some of those cool season plants are planted when it's still cold and they can get a little bit of frost on them? They'll tend to be a little bit more compact, and they might even bloom a little bit better. So go ahead and don't worry about getting those things out if you can get them from the nurseries. There's probably not too many pansies and Johnny jump-ups left in a lot of the nurseries, but the petunias and all of these super petunias and all of the new colors and all the new things that are available out there are available in the garden centers. So check it all out. And by the way, speaking of garden centers, I'll talk a little bit more about it in the next hour in detail, but we've got some events coming up at some garden centers. We've had a lot of interest in this new approach to have events where people are handling all the kind of products that we talk about, and we'll do a little talk and visit with people. We're going to be bringing some examples of my art. I'll bring kind of a wide range of the styles and the sizes and the cost of the art to the events. But if you go to the dirtdoctor.com website and just go to the appearance button, you'll see that next Saturday we'll be at D&L Farm and Home in Denton, and all the details on that. And then March the 23rd we'll be at the Cypress Basin Plant Sale and Garden Show in Mount Pleasant, Texas. I don't know how long they've been doing it. My first time for that event was last year, and, man, it was a really, really good event. They had a lot of interesting booths of people with products and services and all that kind of thing, and had really gotten into some organic stuff and environmental stuff, and it was good to see that a lot of the products were available over there in my old stomping grounds, Mount Pleasant, about 10 miles away from where I grew up in Pittsburgh, Texas. And then March the, I've got an environmental, all these are under that button, you can see the details, but I'm doing an environmental awareness talk Thursday, March the 28th. I assume that's open to outside people that want to come to it. And then March the 30th, I'll be at Walton's Garden Center in Texas, and they've really gotten into all the organic things that we talk about. And speaking of that, I kind of teased you a little bit and didn't tell you the details. If you need to spray any of those winter weeds like the sticky plant that's growing all over the place, you've got henbit growing all over, chickweed is all over the place, and, of course, the rescue grass, which looks like the fescue. You can kill them. You can kill those things by spot spraying with 20% vinegar or the 10% formula that I have on the site, my formula, which is 10% pickling vinegar with a little bit of orange oil added to it. And some people like to put just a little, teaspoon down to a few drops of soap in it, and it makes a really wonderful contact killer. But it is non-selective. It kills what you put it on. It's not going to be selective like the AgriLawn crabgrass killer, which, you know, will kill the weeds and not hurt the lawn grasses. It's the only select right now. There's a lot of research going on, and I think you'll see other products coming on the market. But right now, the AgriLawn product is the only selective organic weed control. The essential oil products are really picking up speed. The Pure Grow is the one that we have been talking about the most, and they're actually helping to support the show now. And it's incredible. It's a wonderful smelling organic herbicide. Again, the essential oils like vinegar are non-selective. They're going to kill what you spray them on. So you have to spot spray and be careful about it. But the essential oils not only kill as effectively or better than vinegar in some cases, but they really smell terrific. And the products have this really unusual mix of active ingredients. They're basically cinnamon and clove, and they vary the percentages of those two in the products depending on whether you're trying to control a disease or an insect or a weed. The clove apparently is the secret for the weed killing. But anyway, those things work very well. You can do the pre-emergent corn gluten meal if you want to, but you're probably wasting your money using it as the pre-emergent. Like I said, I think the summer weeds have already germinated. So corn gluten meal is a great product as a fertilizer. It's a real high nitrogen organic fertilizer, but you may and probably won't be getting a whole lot of pre-emergent weed control out of it, with one exception. When you're doing new beds to plant flowers or, you know, permanent shrubs and ground covers and things like that, or whether it's a herb garden or a vegetable garden, and whatever you're planting, where you're doing new bed preparation and you have bare soil, corn gluten meal is a wonderful tool, because if you put it down as your fertilizer on the bare soil around those transplants after they're planted, and put it out at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and then put your, work it in a little bit and water it in, and then you put your shredded tree trimmings mulch on the bare soil after that, it works great. Your plants are going to grow better than you've ever seen. You're going to control the weed germination from the seed that have been disturbed, you know, in that bare soil, and they're just waiting to jump up. And you're going to, just see good control and good growth by using the corn gluten meal on that bare soil before you put the mulch out. So give that a shot if you're planting some new stuff. And is it a good time for planting that kind of stuff? You bet. A lot of the cool season vegetables, if you planted your tomatoes and your peppers a week or so ago, you're probably going to get to be replanting again right now because of that cold weather, unless you really did a great job of covering them up with floating row cover and all that. One thing that you need to know is even if you got away with it, even if your peppers and maybe you put out some squash and zucchini and other things like that, whatever you put out that you were trying to kind of cheat on a little bit and get them out earlier than maybe was the safest thing to do, and it was, as it turned out, with the cold weather. Even if the plants lived, if the vegetable plants got a little shock to them, got a little burn around the edge, it's going to really hold them back. They're not going to produce nearly as well as if you go back to the garden center or wherever you bought and buy some new fresh plants. And if you want to see the difference, it'd be a good experiment to leave some of them that got a little shock in, plant some new fresh ones from the garden center or nursery that didn't get the shock, and see the difference. Because if they had to, you know, protect themselves from the shivering and all that, that really took a lot of energy away from them and does hurt the regrowth probably to some degree. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com, and I'll be right back after this.
Top shelf organic products are now available at all HEB stores. They're crafted from the finest locally sourced materials and are ideal for your gardens, landscape, vegetables, herbs, raised beds, perennials, roses, palms, succulents, and more. Purchase New Earth top shelf organic products today at HEB stores and other fine retailers. For more information or to find a store near you, go to topshelforganic.com. That's topshelforganic.com.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area.
Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number for those of you that are up yet is 866-444-3478. Yeah, it's a little dark getting up this morning, an hour earlier. Let me tell you, as I promised to do, about the upcoming Dallas Morning News column. It's going to be running this Wednesday, and those of you that take the paper also get it online. You can read it there as well, and then we put it on the website after it has run in the paper. But it was a little bit different angle on the three of the toughest diseases, three of the ones that basically have the reputation from the industry that still recommends the synthetic fertilizers and the chemicals, that there is no cure for them at all. And I don't agree with that. You know that if you've listened to the show at all, I don't think there's any disease that plants have, unless it's just, you know, a totally ill-adapted plant that shouldn't be planted in the first place in any case at all. But if it's a decent plant and has a relatively, it's used in an area where it, you know, is relatively well adapted, I don't care what hits it, whether it's insect or disease or what, I think that there's a way to save the plant. And I guess my biggest argument is that it's really surprising that universities and some of the people that go the chemical route just throw their hands up in the beginning and say there's nothing you can do. Photinia is in that category. Roses that get rosette are in that category. And I think oak wilt is in the category to a certain degree too. In Photinia, it's a specific Photinia. It's the one that is the most ubiquitous, the one that's all over the place out there. It's the red tip Photinias. And a lot of people say that there's no cure for it, but that's actually the plant where we invented, where we came up with the cure for all of these other things as well. The red tip Fitenia has a fatal flaw. It has a built-in flaw. I admit that, but there's something you can do about it with some fairly heroic measures. It's not unreasonable to do it. It's the organic program on steroids. It's what we call sick tree treatment. And a sick tree treatment is just to get the plant and the soil that the plant is in as good a healthy a condition as possible. And you do that by step one, removing the soil and the mulch and any plants. If there's some ground cover growing on it, up on the base of the plant. In fact, I did some of that in my own garden this past weekend, where the ground cover had gone back into the area where we had exposed it and started climbing up the trunk. You want to keep that taken away. And if you have to do it two or three times a year, that's fine. You need to accept that fact and keep the flares exposed. And that goes for not just trees, but for any woody plant, including the Fitenia. So that's step one of saving a red tip Fitenia. And that goes for plants that are even showing a lot of symptoms. If you have symptomatic plants, in other words, the purple spots that start showing up on it after the root system has gotten in trouble with the disease, you know, that spotting on the leaf is kind of a secondary symptom. And then the next symptom you see is the leaves going totally chlorotic, which means that they turn yellow. And then the next and final step pretty much is the leaves turn brown and die, and limbs die, and the plant goes downhill. Well, we've seen it in a bunch of situations where you go in and you expose the flare. Most cases, when you see all these bad symptoms going on the plant and you look at the base of the plant, it's too deep in the ground. Almost 100%, if not 100% of the time, that's going to be the case. And even if the flare looks like it's exposed okay, make it where it's a lot more than okay, where it's dramatically exposed. In some cases, you may run into a oops kind of a thing and see that you run into a mass of roots that are wound around and around and around in a circle and in such a knot that there's nothing you can do. And I'll have to admit, if you run into that, the chances are pretty low that you're going to be able to save the plant. So we're assuming that the root system of the plant is at least in halfway decent shape. And then the second part of the sick tree treatment after exposing the flare, is to aerate the soil. There's two ways to go on that, and I didn't go into this kind of detail in the Dallas Morning News column. We did kind of the shorthand version of it. But the detailed way to aerate is to punch holes in the ground physically with a turning fork or with, you know, one of those big rippers that are used for vegetable gardens and everything, where you stab them in the ground and you rock back on them and tear the soil. That's the physical way. The liquid way to go is to mix hydrogen peroxide 50-50 with water and drench it in the area. And then the rest of it is to apply the bed preparation amendments that we recommend for bed preparation. Compost, rock powders, and the sugars. So I'll go through all that in more detail when we come back, and you can jump on the line anytime you want to if you got any questions about plants or soil or pest control or compost making or anything like that. And we'll go through all that stuff from the Dirt Doctor's Garden standpoint as well. I'm Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.